Are you looking for somebody to mount that flat screen? Contact Marcus the Hangman today. You will not be disappointed. He can be reached at 404-620-7421, or you can shoot him an email at marcusthehangman91@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Chosen Blakey, and my company grossed $90,000 in winnings from sports betting this year. I have created an online course to teach you the foundation of sports betting. After taking this course, you'll be able to make a sound and confident bet on a sport of your choice. Open the Eventbrite app or website, search Sports Betting for Beginners, use promo code NIGHTMARE, all lowercase, to receive a 15% discount off the ticketed price. Follow me on Twitter at FantasyPharaohs for all future classes and betting needs.
I have a dream.
Got a few nightmares.
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night like it's a nightmare. You open your eye, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 81 of Nightmare Radio. It's your girl, Ish, the exec.
What up, world? It's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
And you guys could have been at any other podcast, but you guys just chose to be with us today, and we could not be more appreciative.
Yes.
It's early this morning. We are in the studio early. We got a lot going on this weekend, so bear with us.
Yes, absolutely. But eventful weekend nonetheless. Eventful for sure.
Yes, we had 2/22/2022 this week, and you know, it was a beautiful Tuesday.
It was nice weather too.
Nice weather, and then the week just went to hell after that. You know, so let's just hop right into it on the culture list. Let's see what the wins and L's were for the week.
Before we do that, make sure that you check out It's Her Wine. This episode is sponsored in part by Her Wine, so make sure you use our discount code Don't Sleep when you shop with us.
Yes. It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
Straight into it, on top of the list, last minute edition. We have to shout out Abbott Elementary one more time. It's a breaking news thing, but Abbott Elementary surpassed ABC's comedy ratings for Modern Family, and we all know that Modern Family has like broken barriers and records repeatedly throughout the trajectory of their livelihood. But Abbott Elementary, its second episode actually surpassed 9 million views. So shout out to, again, Quinta B and the amazing all-star cast. Now hopping into the previously discussed culture list, Mama Tina is on the list. She partnered with Shea Moisture. Actually, this is not a new partnership. They actually started their partnership in 2021, but for Super Bowl weekend, her Where Art Can Occur, or Waco Theater Center, partnered with Shea Moisture to debut the House of Shea, which was an interactive inaugural event that included a one-stop pop-up experience featuring salon and barbershop services. And she even sponsored a very interactive panel with other industry leaders where they discussed ways to uplift and educate entrepreneurs to help them reach their dreams. Word on the street, Mama Tina is in the works for creating and preparing a grant program for women in business like us.
Okay.
So, Miss Tina, we are definitely going to keep tabs on what you've got coming down the pipeline. Thank you for doing things for the community and for women like us. So we appreciate that.
Going back real quick to this inserted win. I saw this week where Cheryl Lee Ralph was talking about how she walked into an audition and the people were asking her, "So what have you done?"
Ooh, that is so insulting.
I know.
Because if you don't know, Auntie Cheryl is the dream girl. First off, let's start there.
Yeah, they was like, you sing, huh?
Oh, that is. And I bet she just exudes, like, there are two actresses in this world. I know there are many. Actually, there are like three that I think of. Of course, I think of Felicia Rashad. She just exudes confidence and class. And I think it's about the voice. Cheryl Lee Ralph's voice.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Yeah, she's...
I'm sure she handled them so
very
nicely.
Nice, and yeah. Right.
And she's a Jamaican queen, too.
But they said, I've seen that that's just like something that's been happening in the industry. You know, I guess people don't remember you as a black actress.
I saw that Talk to Pops had shouted Shirley Ralph out. I mean, and beyond the original Dreamgirl, we're talking Moesha's stepmom, Dee.
Right.
We're talking Rita. Rita from Whoopi Goldberg's sister act too. That was her mama.
Oh yeah.
Get your behind up in this house right now. You got homework to do.
They tried it.
They really did try it. Don't come for her. Okay. She's a real queen. But anywho, back to the list. Next up on the list. Actually, I just want to say that it's been a very interesting Black History Month, because there have been some negative things that have happened, but we also have to just account for the good things, the positive things that have taken place. And so with that being said, Colin Kaepernick's new initiative is providing secondary autopsies of families of police-related incident victims. So his organization, Know Your Rights Camp, is sponsoring these free autopsies, and they can be requested by anyone within a close relationship of the victim, such as a spouse, a partner, a relative, even a close friend. So the autopsy must be legally authorized by a legal representative, according to the organization's spokesperson. And these secondary autopsies will eliminate any concerns from originally given autopsies, ensuring that it was conducted without any biases or errors, and that any evidence was not manipulated. This comes immediately after yet another one of our girls, Tanisha Sims, I believe, was found dead in her jail cell after being refused timely medical assistance. And so we are still awaiting, you know, a secondary autopsy report to see what was her cause of death, because her family believes that she was poisoned, you know, by her racist inmates. But again, you know, there's been so many opportunities and instances and cases in which our brothers and sisters have been slain by police inside of the related incidents, and the details of their death have been botched or kept, you know, from the family and from the public, causing all types of speculation and distress. So,
I mean, further than just the police, because when that guy Kendrick Johnson got rolled into the mat and they took all his organs, you know, they're still, you know, trying to figure out what happened with him.
Right.
And that was like literally 10 years ago this year. So, you know, even outside of that, outside of just police brutality, just period, just second autopsies, period, because these people are stealing organs, like, ew.
Yeah.
They're stealing organs, they're killing us and hiding reasons, and and it's just really crazy. But shout out to Colin Kaepernick. I just really want to give a real shout out to you saving your coin, okay? Because if it was me, my little NFL money would have been gone. But that's what's up, Colin. You doing the damn thing. Yeah. I need to see what he was signed for back in the day.
Okay, because he's spending
it
well.
It's been almost 5 years since he's been out the league, right?
Yeah, it's coming up on that, too. I think 2016.
Something around there, yeah. So
you're right.
Shout out to you.
Yes. Well, another win in Black History Month, or at least for, you know, in hindsight, the Minneapolis police officers associated with George Floyd's death have received a guilty verdict. So those three police officers who stood by and watched as Derek Chauvin took George Floyd's life, they've all been found guilty of violating Floyd's civil rights by failing to offer medical aid. Two of the three were also found guilty for not intervening to stop Derek Chauvin from using excessive force. And these men are scheduled for another trial in June on state charges of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. So the saga really does continue when it comes down to it. And honestly, it's out for blood for everybody attached to that. Like, we have to send messages, please.
I think it's really unfortunate that they have to go through this, really, because, like, they should have known better, but at the same time, they were training under this man. So for them to, like, really be in this situation, it's kind of like wrong place, wrong time type of thing. And now they just got to face the consequences, because here you have this man, you know, who knows what goes on in those. You know how you seen all them Tyler Perry, you know, what's that Tyler Perry movie? The Tyler Perry show where with the bad cop, and they was messing, she was sleeping with the man next door. The girl on the you know Tyler Perry don't be playing. And shout out to his new Madea Homecoming movie on Netflix. On Netflix,
right.
But he in his show
no clue what show
I can't
this
remember
is
the name, Lord, forgive me, it's early. But on the show on OWN, he showed like the good cop, bad cop, you know, there, environment.
It's not a Tyler Perry show, but Ava DuVernay's Queen Sugar chronicles or shows the relationship between one of the main characters, a black woman, and a white police officer. And in the most recent season that just ended, the white police officer, he has since resigned. And his black girlfriend is like a, you know, an activist, and she's like working on finding justice for a victim of police brutality. You know, he was brutally beaten and paralyzed by police officers. Turns out it's her man, the white former police officer. And so that was years ago. He was training on the job that day, and he was following suit of the people that were training him. The people that were training him were using excessive force, and because he was being trained by them, he felt almost in a sense like, okay, well, I have to do this to prove myself that I'm capable of handling myself in these types of situations. And so he was actually the person that did the blow that paralyzed a young man, and it just came all back to him. And it's like, in those types of situations, when you're, you know, these are types of questions that they ask you at the interview, right?
Right.
If you witness your manager, your supervisor, or a coworker doing something that's unlawful, that's morally, you know, corrupt, and you're in a position of power involved, you know, there's a position of power involved, like, what do you do? Even if speaking out against your superior would be in the right, how do you mitigate that situation?
Were you asking me?
No. I mean, well, shit.
I don't have no answer for that, because that just shows like the position that people are in these environments. The show is If Loving You Was Wrong.
If
I had to look it up.
Wrong. Okay.
But it was on OWN, and it was showing that same thing that you were just explaining. So the guy, he was a white cop, and he had been in the force for a while, and he was just really like that bad cop who didn't give a damn. And he was still training other people around him, but he did have other cops that were in the midst that were trying to like hold him accountable.
Yeah.
But you know how that, you know how the power goes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So this is kind of similar to me. Don't shoot.
We got some shoots coming up.
Girl.
But yes, transitioning into the L's, and I'm not sure if this is really an L. It may just be like a new beginning. It is confirmed that the Wendy Williams show is set to end after 14 consecutive seasons. The daytime TV talk show queen is wrapping it up, and she's kind of her hand has been forced. She's of course been struggling publicly with mental and physical health issues. You know, she's got Graves' disease, and she's got a whole bunch of other situations. So our prayers go out to her. For the past month or two, maybe about 3 months or so, she's been, there have been a numerous amount of like guest hosts on her show, but Sherry Shepherd has received the highest reviews since she's been taking it over. So of course, Sherry Shepherd, congratulations. She just landed her own talk show. Production for the talk show will start this September. She will be taking over Wendy's slot, and she's going to continue to host the Wendy Williams show until it ends for good in June.
Well, I hope Wendy can definitely come back before then so that she can, you know, give her last farewell, because she is owed that. But, I mean, it is what it is.
You think she's done, though?
I mean, nobody knows. I can't really say. Somebody said something about how they're throwing out these podcast deals, and Wendy Williams on a podcast will be right up her alley.
That's all that she needs. Wendy Williams, the talk diva that wants to be uncut anyway, give her a podcast. Let her chronicle her recovery through all this shit, and let her be uncut and raw and unfiltered as she want to be. It's gonna be Howard Stern for black women.
I'm pretty, not really even black women, but
well, you know,
for women, period. Because you know, she was catering to white women, all women.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
in the LGBTQ community. So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, Wendy. You know, people ain't gonna wait on you. But then they also said that she doesn't own her show.
And that goes into what we always seem to talk about when it comes to like this this intellectual property, this talent that we put up. Yes, media personalities, etc., that's intellectual property that we share as well. And there has to be some sanctions on ownership about it, you know?
We're going to get into to that a little later. But moving into the next L, this week when I said it went to hell, I literally was talking about these two people coming up next, Tori and Meg. Child, if y'all don't keep us out y'all business.
Keep us in because we need the answers.
At this point, we already know Tory Lanez did that shit. It's no other way around it. And I feel like he's just using everything that he can to try to get off on the case. It's a difference between once you get to the case level, you have to prove that I did it. That's basically the game that he's playing right now. So before court started on Wednesday, DJ Academics put out a tweet saying that Justin in court, there was no DNA evidence linked to Tory Lanez on the gun, but court didn't even start. So it's like, hold up, wait a minute. How do you know that, right? So obviously Tory Lanez and their attorneys have DJ Academics on the payroll, obviously, clearly.
Because how would DJ Academics be able to see court documents specific to their court? He's not involved in this.
And nobody has really even been inside the courtroom to my knowledge.
Yeah, everything has been pre-trial. Saying?
Everything has been, you know,
Zoom, telephone conversations.
So Tory Lanez is trying his best to get off. But I really didn't like the way he did it this time because you could tell that both Tory and Meg were like they were just very fed up. They're ready for it to be over. You know what I'm saying? But it was just very misogynistic of him to say that the only thing that he did wrong was have sex with two best friends.
And like, I just want to say on the record that I said that from jump. In July, when that story hit, I said he got caught messing with them both. And we knew that.
Yeah, we did know. I mean, it was pretty obvious after a while, but it's just like, why did she get shot? Because Kelsey said she ain't shoot her. And I'm sure if she was best friends with her for that long, well, y'all was already messing with the same man.
The internet's in a frenzy. And, you know, while I still do believe that Meg did not shoot herself, I think that, because half of the world is thinking that Megan is lying now.
Yeah, and that's messed up.
But somebody's lying. The story isn't complete. Now, we know that Kelsey was in the car, and apparently the bodyguard was in the car, too. So Kelsey and the bodyguard ain't said nothing. And everything is blamed on Tory. I think that the gun belonged to Tory. And what I can imagine is it must have been like a shuffle, you know, a shuffle for the weapon. And it probably was not intentional.
First of all, let's take a pause right here. Kelsey did say that she did not shoot Meg. She did come out and say that.
Right.
She's out. Let's just go ahead and put her out. I don't think she shot her.
I don't think she shot her.
It comes down between Tory Lanez and the bodyguard.
Do you think that it's a possibility, because we know that Megan is a raging alcohol, she struggled with, allegedly,
because she said that if Meg didn't say that she struggled with alcoholism,
allegedly she said that she struggled with consuming a large amount of alcohol excessively. I think that's fair to say, because I don't want to mess with, I do not want to come for you, queen, because I love Meg, okay? So don't come for me, girl. I'm on your side. But, you know, that being said,
do you think it was a drunk, are you saying do I think it was a drunk night? Absolutely. Yes. I think it was definitely a drunk night. Yes. However, once shit start going down, you got to sober up.
So, hey, it's easier said than done for some people.
I'm sorry. Two bullets blazing out of guns to my feet. You think blazing. I'm not gonna have my eyes wide open? I don't care how drunk I am.
But the moment
I'm gonna remember that part.
Of course. But the moments leading up to that,
it don't matter. It don't matter what happened leading up to it. It
absolutely does matter what happened leading up to it, because that's where the truth falls in place.
Okay, you talking about as far as where the gun gets pulled out at?
Yes, and if there was a tussle, if there was a, you know, if there was a altercation amidst the gun being around, like, I think that there was some foul play in that car with the gun. And the question of the matter, of course, who shot Meg? What happened before before the trigger was pulled.
Well, according to the district attorney's office, evidence on the gun leads to a felony charge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that on that, okay? And also, evidence that was presented in court said that Tory Lanez told Megan to dance, bitch. So there's that.
Oh, shit. You just dropped a bomb. Oop.
So with that being said, Tory, good luck. And please stop playing with us. We know you did it. Get over it. It is what it is. Stop trying to pay these bloggers
Child.
Because they don't have it together. We're going to get all into all black media in the rim segment. Mm-hmm. But let's keep it pushing because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Okay, Soulja Boy and Lil Yachty. Soulja Boy and Lil Yachty are two defendants listed on a 60-page indictment or a 60-page lawsuit, I'm sorry, according to classaction.org. These two celebrities were amongst others like Jake Paul, Nick Carter, and Nick Carter, child, you was really needing some coin, obviously.
Do y'all remember Nick Carter?
The nerve of him, okay? and YouTuber Ben Phillips. They were all affiliates of Safe Moon LLC. They were recruited by them to promote Safe Moon as like a cryptocurrency that was on the blockchain, right?
Yes. Yeah,
they were promoting the Safe Moon token that was on the blockchain. Well, they were a part of this pump and dump scheme where the celebrities were putting all their money into the cryptocurrency, and then when they pulled out, the cryptocurrency just died and no one else was able to reap their money from it. So it ended up plummeting 80%, and no one has been able to reap the benefits of their investment in this cryptocurrency. So David, I know you be like, yo, we gotta get on the blockchain, NFT, da 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 da. But we gonna get on there. But all this stuff that be going on, friend, there's a lot going on in the metaverse. This is too much.
You know, one of these days, Brandon, we're going to have to bring you into the studio so you can break it down for us, because there's still so many questions, and it's like, it seems like it's a really aggressive push towards.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I want to join the metaverse for, you know, when I understand. Like, when we have a plan together, you know, we're going to go ahead and execute that plan for the metaverse. But right now, I just want y'all to try it out real quick and then let me know, because people getting jumped in the metaverse.
How you get jumped in the metaverse?
Wait, you turn to the side and you start punching. All you got to do is get those Oculus glasses and you are in there. Period.
Do I feel it? Do I feel the punches?
I mean, no, you probably don't feel it physically, but you are getting beat up. Like, I definitely seen somebody at the casino in the metaverse, and then they just turn to the left and just start punching somebody. And I was just like, what? And then they were like, what? And then they just started punching. Money was flying and everything. Y'all going crazy in the metaverse.
I'm still a little confused on the whole virtual reality thing.
Y'all going crazy in the metaverse. But I guess the cryptocurrency fund is what's funding the metaverse. You know, Bitcoin, all of those things. So if you got your Bitcoins up, you can go to the metaverse and purchase your land and go crazy and go big. So yeah.
Virtual land. Okay.
Yes. Coming up next, I guess President Putin said he's going to war for it. We're stepping right inside the political update after this mix. Major, major shout out to all of the artists in the mix. I just want to say this really, really quick. I don't know any other platform in the city of Atlanta or not Atlanta that's letting y'all submit y'all music for free.
Not Atlanta.
For free. Free. 99. But that's okay. Y'all gonna be here soon. It's all right. But if you are interested in submitting your music to the mix, please visit www.nightmareradioshow.com to submit your music for a chance to be heard on the show.
Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Shorty say she love me, and she love me now. She say she love me, and she love me now. Shorty say she love me, and she love me now. She say she love me, and she love me now. Shorty say she love me, and she love me now. She say she love me, and she love me now. Shorty say she love me, and she love me now. She say she love me, and she love me now. Shorty say she love me.
Love my sense of humor, how I talk and style of dress. I'm fly high, be fresh Designer on my flesh, she was so impressed first time we met. She love how I go get that check, it's something she gotta respect. Love how I do my thing, love how I make some time for the old school. Was riding in my dinosaur, hopping on slam my door. My vibe was shouted bored, designer my couture. Put your Clive on my Dior, show love but show me more. Because I'm straight on the hate. Ice cream, James, with a pocket full of cake. I'm a grand prize, baby, that ain't no for debate. Told her I love me more than anything, you should feel the same way.
Shawty say she love me, she love me now. She say she love me, she love me now. Shawty say she love me, she love me now. She say she love me, she love me now. Shawty say she love me, she love me now. She say she love me, she love me now. Shawty say she love me.
See how they pivot on me, baby. She can't even hear to see this shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'ma wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed.
Stood up on the scene, yeah, you know I'm fresh, so clean. Yeah. Jumped up out the bin, yeah, you know my diamonds gleam. Yeah. You can try to tell me, but my gun is by my spleen. Yeah. I'm a cocky motherfucker, burning rubber, pimping like no other, yeah.
Real motherfucking talk. Now, ass shakers is money makers and hard breakers and quick takers. If a bitch don't feed you, nigga, she gon' feed you. And that's real motherfucking talk. I'ma wear the right clothes and get choked with my mouth closed. When I'm at a bitch, it's the Mac of 10 men. Ain't no motherfucking nigga gon' say nothing fly again. I'm a professional motherfucking sucker ducker. It's hard on a pimp down the gang sucker trucker. I just had me Ray Charles with Bly, but yeah, bitch. Hope you can see where this pimpy going.
Up out the house, I'm looking like I'm about worth a meal. I spent the quarter ticket on Tiger First slippers. That from Joe Exotic, you slippers and dippers. And my bitch bad too, I got it straight out of Cheetah.
And you ask how I meet him?
I'ma wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed. Wear the right clothes, get cho with my mouth closed.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
Right now, it seems like we are pending on a World War III and everybody is on pins and needles regarding what's happening in Ukraine. Shout out to our producer and the owner of the Plug ATL, Mr. Legend, for putting me down on a very condensed version of what's happening. And in order to really understand what's going on in Ukraine right now, we got to throw it all the way back to 2014 when civil unrest broke out in Ukraine. There was a pro-American group and a pro-Russian group at this time when Ukraine was still a part of Russia. So the pro-American group staged a coup and overthrew the pro-Russian president of the Ukraine territory at the time. And since then, the pro-American crew and the pro-Russian crew have been at it in civil war for the past 7 years.
Wow.
So the pro-Russian crew has been handling its own on the Ukraine territories without overall help from Russia up until last week.
Yeah.
When Putin said, enough's enough and I'm tired of allowing my people to be bullied, in a sense. And Putin has called all the big dogs and put all the feelers out, saying that anybody that intervenes with what's happening right now with Russia's attempt to redeem its people, including the United States, Europe, and NATO, can get it.
Okay, so why is this your approach? Bob's over Baghdad, that's your approach, Putin. That is a horrible approach. Y'all couldn't have a conversation. You just got to start blowing bombs and killing people.
Here's the thing. Here's the big T. I'm really about to make Mr. Legend proud because I was listening. Putin has been on the back end in attempts to make conversation and communication this entire time.
So that's why he been kissing with Trump.
Uh-oh. So what I'm understanding, and it's really difficult, and we're going to talk about journalism and how intense it is, because your girl is actually trained and embedded in the field, and so I really be putting my journalistic hat on every single Friday, Thursday, whatever night to bring this stuff to y'all, because it requires so much, like, I'm not just going to one source. I'm not just looking at a story on Instagram when we coming up with this stuff. But this topic specifically was so broad.
Yeah.
Every single time I attempted to do some quote unquote research, I had to stream through 17 recent updates within the last 45 minutes of updates that's happening on Ukraine. That's why I'd be like, oh my God, I got to report on this. So the US media has a thing about, like, you know, painting the picture to champion us or to make us look good. And we have not seen the attempts from Russia's side to mitigate the situation peacefully.
Yeah.
And we're not going to see that because that just goes against the image that the United States has created for itself.
But guess what? I guess this is because shout out to the girl on TikTok because she broke it down really, really, really good. But I guess it's just kind of like this because now I'm finna give the each the exact breakdown, right? Mm-hmm. So you know how you cool with somebody, but I'm not cool with them. But you want to mend it so that shit don't go left.
When
you
have a joint event, maybe.
Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if you friends with him,
you can't be friends with me.
And that's why they wanted Trump out.
It's some messy stuff.
They messy. The U.S. is messy.
Oh, for sure.
Like you said, 3,800 troops have been enlisted from Georgia.
Yeah, they're already enlisted, of course, but they've been called and they're going to be sent to, their orders have been sent to Europe within the next few weeks. So we don't know what's happening. Biden did say that at this time that there's no actual plan to go and get the American citizens, the Americans that are in the Ukraine right now, but they were advised to seek cover because shit's going down and the Ukrainian people are leaving the capital right now. They're seeking refuge. So prayers all across, all around the world, everybody that's attached to this, and really, you know, keep my family in your prayers because I have active members of the military in my family who have very important jobs in the military that will be called, you know, within the first ranks if something happens. So
yes, prayers up for them. But I also want to give one honorable mention to the president of Ukraine. Okay, the president of Ukraine is on the front lines with his soldiers. He is out there with his guns and everything going to war for it. Okay. So last night he said in a conference that this might be your last time seeing me, you know. This might be your last time seeing me because the Russians were trying to get to Kyiv, which is the capital, and that's in the center of Ukraine. So last night they were able to hold off. And the Russians were not able to get through. So big shout out to the president of Ukraine. You a real one. I know that's right. You want to pull up to my door? You want to pull up to my door?
I'm outside.
What's up,
waiting
Putin?
On you.
Where you at, Putin? You want to send your goons, but I'm out here too.
With you.
Okay, moving on to President Joe Biden's initiative to Black History Month. I'm just kidding. But President Joe Biden stood on his promise of nominating a Black woman to the Supreme Court. Yesterday, he nominated Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court of the United States. Jackson currently serves as a judge for the D.C. Circuit of the United States Court of Appeals, which is the second highest court in the land. Mm-hmm. She is a graduate of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, and she will be replacing Justice Breyer, who will be retiring. So the Senate is scheduled to start interviewing her around mid-April. So we'll see what happens. Y'all keep it cute with the questions and vote a sister in, okay?
Yes, yes. All right. Well, it's been quite a week, but coming up next, we're going to step into the RIM segment to talk about the state of Black media and the art of journalism. So don't go anywhere because we'll be right back right after this.
On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons, got all I need is you. I don't need no acceptance, he threw me his blessing, I just gotta catch the ooh. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done, I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face, ain't no way you can stay with the crew. On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons, got all I need is you.
I don't need no acceptance. He threw me his blessing. I just gotta catch the oop. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done. I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face. Whoa. Ain't no way you can stay with the crew. Ay, I was only 13 when I had my first piece. Turned me to a fiend to the point I couldn't breathe. Niggas said forget football, fuck school, fuck life, fuck it all if it ain't pussy. I could only stay so long on my leash. I couldn't believe that my family didn't see that I was doing bad, bad, bad. I was down on my ass. Felt geometry class real bad. I let my mama down, so I had to get right real fast. Show myself how to really bounce back. Prove to myself that I was gonna pass. 16 when I got my first test. In a Pontiac trying not to crash. But a ball just died, I need him back. On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons. Got all I need is you. I don't need no acceptance. He threw me his blessing. I just gotta catch the oop. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done. I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face. Ain't no way you can stay with the crew. On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons. Got all I need is you. I don't need no acceptance. He threw me his blessing. I just gotta catch the oop. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done. I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face. Ain't no way you can stay with the crew. Yeah. Solid matter, speak loud, pop shit. They ain't never had none, I shit. Used to sitting on your ass, op shit. Your girl choosing up, she gon' pop it. Honest to God, with my hand on the Bible, I lost all my idols. That came with some rivals. My life is too private. They hate where I'm going. They hate I'm excited by all of this life shit, but growing's exciting. And I pray to Yahweh you don't like it. Out the drive with my RD be sliding. In the review, my land give me profits. You can ask my little bae if I'm lying. Will your team hold you down if you dying? If it's no, then they can't cross this line. Kenny Turtle, but inside a line. On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons. Got all I need is you. I don't need no acceptance. He threw me his blessing. I just gotta catch the oop. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done. I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face. Ain't no way you can stay with the crew. On the highway to heaven, don't need no more weapons. Got all I need is you. I don't need no acceptance. He threw me his blessing. I just gotta catch the oop. If you done with me, baby, then say that you done. I promise I'm good with the truth. Ain't no reason to lie to my face. Ain't no way you can stay with the crew.
Somewhat private, bossy, she take care of her clients. Chemistry, we know the science. Freaky link, explore my private parts. Nah, don't play with her. Make believe, shut her, don't play with me. Keep it 1000, no make believe. Came through G, wagon, big AMG. Got her own motion, everything she needs. And I fuck with that. Type of vibe that I enjoy. Fuck around and get stuck with that. Good luck with that. So don't play with her. Might not get another chance. A cutoff game, it was scissor hands. Don't play with her. It's a penalty. So shout out protecting her energy. Don't play. Hey, don't play with her. Don't play with her. Don't play with her. Don't play with her.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
So this week, Black media is taking the biggest L of all L's because they have been misreporting news, okay? I think it's just something about being the first person to break a story.
It's a lot of pressure required.
And then as independent media outlets, like, you really want to do that thing that makes your brand go to that next level, to be that notable source. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's break it down, right? We already talked about DJ Academics and him trying to be first. We know he's on the payroll as a blogger. He's usually like a musical blogger. Erykah Badu referred to him as Jerry from Tom and Jerry. I remember that. You got to see that. You got to see that when she when they interviewed them. She was like, "You look familiar."
Oh, please drop that.
She, I know what it is. It's Jerry from Tom and Jerry. You got to see. I'm gonna show you.
Just drop
okay.
it.
Okay, so then we had Tasha K, who was just found guilty of reporting false news on Cardi B. Mm-hmm. She ultimately has to pay $4 million to Cardi B in damages. And this week, she said she ain't got it.
Yeah.
She said that she does not have it. And I just feel like for you to be all up in other people's business, you should have had your coin together. Because the Brat and BB Judy got married this week. Shout out to them. Okay. But Tasha K was in the comments on the Shade Room talking about, did the Brat pay her $8 million lawsuit? And I'm like, ma'am,
Keep it focused, right?
But we come to this topic because of this story right here, okay? And it pains me to say this because
this
I love you, Jason Lee. You are an inspiration. I'm going to have a conversation with you one day. We're going to talk about this. We're going to break all this down. I love what you stand for Black media. He has exposed the people as far as like the red carpet experience. Y'all be trifling out there.
Yeah.
We got to beg. We got to pry. We got to pull to get y'all to come to speak to Black media. But, you know, y'all want to go and have press runs with all of the other press
reputable
and not
press.
Yeah, and not Black me. So I love that. I love how he started his company from the ground up. You know, he had interns. He just opened up a new studio.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. But Jason. So Sunday, the world was made aware that the Queen Elizabeth was diagnosed with COVID-19. Okay. On Monday, Hollywood Unlocked, Jason Lee killed the Queen. They said she was dead.
And Hollywood Unlocked was the only media source that broke that story.
They were the only source, not a UK news, not a UK blog, not a nobody.
Mm-mm.
Jason Lee doubled down and said that he trusts his sources, he doesn't report lies, and he's standing on it. But according to the UK news, the Queen only has a mild case of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She's triple vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, she's canceled her virtual meetings all week. So do you think they're, like, trying to hide the fact that she's dead?
No, I don't think. Look at you, me.
Do you think they're trying to hide the fact that she's dead?
No, I definitely don't think that.
I don't either.
But it just, you know, of course mistakes happen. And when you double down on something, you know, when you put 10 toes on it, you put that stamp on it, and it comes back false, it does strip your credibility. Not to say that that's not. I mean, these other news sources have made blunders like this before.
Yes.
But because of the reputation, the notoriety that these bigger news sources have,
mm-hmm.
they recover from those types of blunders very easily. Black media, small independent media, we already got it bad because people don't respect us.
No, there's no respect out there for Black media. And I hate to say it, this week when Cody, shout out to you girl, posted her tweet about, you know, Jason Lee not being journalists, or, you know, even if you do trust your favorite YouTuber, you know, they're not journalists either. It just kind of like brought something to my attention. Do we have a beef with corporate journalism and independent media outlets? Is there some kind of like underlying beef or something?
Standing as a journalist, because I am a journalist,
Heard.
I'm a writer, a researcher, a culture commentator. I'm trained and vetted in this. But I stand on an independent platform because I was unable to, my journey took me elsewhere.
Right.
You know, and there are multiple reasons that contributed to reasons why we on our own platform here, but there's still respect that should be given because it's a difficult job to do. And it's even harder when you don't have the reputation and the backing of a NPR, of a AP, Associated Press, you know, of a Reuters, stamping you. and validating you that has served years and decades and centuries in the industry, in the field. So just because, like, you, those are the top three, that doesn't mean that if you don't have any association or direct wire with those top three, that you're not credible or valid, or that you don't do the work that's required. If anything, we have to work harder.
Yes, but that just, like, once you report some false shit, it just makes it all bad for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it makes us feel bad. It makes us look bad. It just makes independent black media look bad. And I've seen a lot of people out there talking about the Shade Room, right? For example.
I was just about to say, it's other things that make black media look bad.
So the Shade Room, I feel like this about the Shade Room, right? I feel like when they first started in 2017, you know, they were founded on
salacious.
Shade. Founded on shade, founded on salaciousness. What's the point of going back and forth from this person page to that person page? Because it's going down right here on the Shade Room, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like over the years, the Shade Room has evolved as far as credibility is concerned.
They've made it
because big. When we want to make sure something is new, when we want to make sure that something is true, we're gonna say did the Shade Room say it?
I'm definitely not gonna say that.
But some people do. Like, is it on the Shade Room? Did TMZ say it? Did CNN say it?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, those are like the top three outlets that people go to verify their news with? But I said all that to say, right, it's the truth, because
it's a segmented population that refers to the Shade Room, and that's just us.
Corporate media sees independent media or black media as low information media, right? And they want us to be able to trust these bigger brands with going to them to receive this information. But I'm saying all this to say that I feel, Aisha Bryson feels, that the Shade Room has done a great job as far as turning their image around. Mm-hmm. You know, they do still have the salacious news. They still do deliver the shade as promised, but they have done a better job of, you know, giving us those political updates, or, you know, TSR investigations,
yeah,
and
doing those
good journalistic duties. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And with them having 20 million followers, right? 20 million people, and people who don't follow them, right,
mm-hmm.
are going to their page to visit them for the information that they're providing. People have definitely gotten lazy, and they're depending on us here to provide that information, and they're not going to these corporate media outlets. They're not going to there, especially if I can just get on Instagram and see something, right?
If I could just and see that's the disconnect with corporate media outlets and our outlets, because the information, now granted, the Shade Rooms of the game, you know, they still have to stick to what their main niche is, which is the shade and all that extra stuff, right? But half the people that don't ingest the news is because they can't understand it.
Right.
So the Shade Room and other black media sources, and not just black media sources, but other just independent minority media sources, they do a great job of condensing corporate media headlines into topics and conversation with language that's digestible for the group chat.
Right. And that's so where the condensing comes in.
That's when people's different interpretations happen.
Yes.
That's when misinformation happens.
Yes.
That's when, you know, the alliances get drawn and the size of the thing. But on the grand scheme of things, it happens in corporate media too, because Fox News and CNN offer two different stories.
Yes.
But when we talk about that, because the media is consumed, you know, widely by different type of people, it's looked at differently. And so we have, like, that's why Papa Pope said it, season 4 of Scandal. As a black person, as a black anything, as a black media outlet, as a black athlete, as a black politician, as a black president, you have to be 10 times better, 10 times stronger, 10 times faster, 10 times more accurate, 10 times more exact, 10 times more everything, because they're already looking at us to not be all of these things. So if anything, while it seems like it's like a dissension between corporate media and black or independent media sources, black media sources, like, we really have to create a network. And there's been attempts, like the Black News Network,
mm-hmm.
you know, shout out to Georgia Dawkins. I mean, there, and can't even shout her out if I can't remember, but Roland Martin, you know, there have been efforts to make like a singular one streaming Black news network that can feed, just like Reuters, AP, NPR feeds New York Times, feeds Daily Mail, feeds CNN. You know, we need our own main news source that can feed and support all of these individual and smaller, you know. I feel like that's our answer because
accurately.
Yes. But the Black News Network does do a great job of that. The only thing about it is Black folks don't want the information. We want the salacious shit. We want to be entertained. We want to invest and put our attention into the shit that doesn't matter. And that's why they don't respect us.
Yes. And you know what? Going back to the Shade Room, everybody was saying that, you know, they need to be held accountable, just like how the whole Tory Lanez situation happened, right? So when academics and then were going back and forth, you know, the Shade Room was one of the first people to report what academics reported. But nobody yet has gone back to report what the district attorney's office has said since then. So with them picking and choosing stories, that just also leaves, you know, mistrust with the audiences as well, because a lot of people want to be able to see both sides. They want to see everything unfold, and you don't get that same trust from these from your audience, right? Or from these outlets. So it's just very weird right now with the state of Black media. I think that a lot of people are out here trying to do the same thing. This week, actually, I'm getting into like hashtags on YouTube, and I make sure I hashtag our stuff #BlackNews. And when I click the #BlackNews, it's not a lot of people out there using that hashtag. Nope. But there is one person out there. Shout out to you, Ultra Black News. Everything looks amazing, but he's not getting any views. I hate that shit for him. But that kind of is like what it is when it comes down to us in independent media. Like, we, the little guys outside of the Shade Room and everybody else, we also are doing the work as far as the research.
Yes, the research.
And making sure that we doing what's supposed to be done.
These treatments be about 9 pages. I just want y'all to know, okay? It's giving real good journalistic values up in here, okay?
It's giving inspiration, information, and entertainment. Yes. That's what it's supposed to give.
That's what it's supposed to give.
And, you know, I just hate that we have to be seen as less than because we don't have that note, that stamp from that corporate stamp.
Right.
Not, and this is no shade to Cody, because Cody don't call me. All right. But I just wanted her post just really like enlightened me, and it just like fueled this me wanting to have this conversation. But the conversation is already out there on Twitter. Seeing it.
You know what? And I can't wait to ask this question or pose this topic of discussion.
Pose it now so that, you know, people, if you want to tap in with us, we have a whole answer machine. I know y'all not used to using them.
That's for sure.
Voicemails and stuff, but leave us a voice message and we will put it on the show. Like, nope, everybody's so scary. Yeah. It's 97%, 65% in Georgia. Y'all all over the place and y'all not even talking to us. Talk to us. Side note, for real,
because we misread. It was 158 on the charts last week, and somebody, y'all are putting us there. We don't even know who y'all are. So if you're a part of our community, if you are a dreamer with the Nightmare Radio show, then let us know. Leave a message. But the question that I wanted to ask you guys is, what do you rely on Black or independent media sources for? And what type of news or information would you like to see from them? And what makes you trust a news source? But I want to ask these questions because next week, Ish and I will be in the building at the Woman in Radio conference that's going to be taking place here in Atlanta. So I can't wait to talk with women that are trailblazing in our industry, in our field, whether they're streaming podcasts, other types of entertainment, news shows, or actually on the radio, on analog radio. I can't wait to have this discussion in the room with those people.
Yeah, this is definitely a conversation that needs to be had, especially amongst counterparts, especially amongst colleagues, because we all need to be on the same page as far as what we are delivering, what the standard is, what the expectation is. Because Jason, I love you, but you gonna die on that hill if the queen don't die.
But at the same time, Jason, you are redeemable, because just like these all of these other large media sources have made blunders like that before, and they've been able to redeem themselves. So as a supporter, as a fellow Black media platform and a supporter of you, We are looking to watch your the way you handle.
You pivot,
it,
okay? Yeah. You pivot from this situation.
Absolutely.
So maybe it is true because she has not been seen.
Stop trying to kill the queen.
I'm not trying to kill the queen. I'm just trying to help give Jason a little just due. They ain't seen the queen in the virtual meetings, but the Buckingham Palace has not said that she died. So yeah. I just think it's kind of who is the source, Jason? Who do you know over there in the UK that's gonna give you the information before they give the BBC or somebody else? I don't know. That's just very weird. But yeah, black media, we'll see. I don't know if a lot of black people, and you know, we had that conversation this week, right? And at the More Life, More Wine, More Convos. And when we meet, it seems like we're all on the same page. It seems like we have the like minds in the building.
And that's not necessarily, I don't necessarily, you know, I want a diverse group of like groupthink is dangerous.
Groupthink is dangerous. And I don't want to say that it was groupthink because Chosen came in and shut the room, okay?
Then my man shut it down too, I'm just saying.
Anyway, he did. I was scared of Alonjay for that. But, ooh, did I do that?
You did.
Well, hey, Alonjay, hey.
Hey, the kid.
Hey, he gonna put me on the big screen. I can't wait. Anyway, but it just seems like we all are on the same page. And I'm trying to figure out where the other parts of the page is so that we can get them on the page, or that we can understand where they are on their page and we can come to the middle page of the book, you know, yeah, the spine of the book. But that is all we have this week. Queen, do you have a word?
Oh, dang, you didn't prep me up for a word. It's one that's brewing for sure, but not ready to be held. But I do want to say something about that, though. You know, shout out to everyone that are long listeners, longtime listeners, supporters, and those that are looking for that inspirational food for thought. I'm gonna get back to working on it. You know, you really have to keep your cup full to be able to pour out. And Brittany gotta do what she gotta do to make sure that I can come here and be a good messenger of my Lord and Savior as well. So, stay tuned. You know, Lent season starts next week. So hopefully, actually, not a hopefully. I know that the message is coming soon. So just stay tuned, but stay informed, stay motivated, do what you have to do, create those boundaries. I do want to get into boundaries next month as we welcome in Women's History Month, International Women's Day, and a month full of conversations and content curated around celebrating the endurance of women that are daring to do the damn thing. So stay tuned. Don't sleep.
It's Nightmare Radio. We out, y'all. Leave us a message after the beep. Beep.
Oh, you know what? We should...